That's a division policy. Almost everybody here has gotten it. That you get a 4-day drop from your DROS date. And the company has made a policy that when you have under 21 days, less than 21 days left in the country, you don't have to go to the field. Now, that was when we had good replacements coming in. But I don't know. My replacement, they took him out of the platoon. He'd been here 2 days. I shouldn't have any trouble. But since they had so many guys wounded, they may have to put him back in the platoon. And I may have to go out until we get some more replacements. I don't know. Shouldn't have to. That's, you hear them artillery rounds. That's 155. That's what supports us here at this French fort. They're track mounted and everything, and I got some pictures of them. You can see them. That's one of our missions, is just to provide security for these 155s, the fire base center, and they can support anything within 15 miles around here. And that's one of our missions, is just to keep this place secure for these 155s. Then again, we have to, our area of operation is a heck of a lot bigger than it used to be. We have all this down here to take care of, and then we have to take care of all the Rakeem area, same as we used to do. So we just really got our work cut out for us, or I'd say the people that's going to be here for a while has got the work cut out for them. I guess I've already done my work, or at least I feel like I have. I can really say that I came over here and I did my job, and I didn't come over here and have no desk job or nothing. I think I really fulfilled my purpose of coming over here. I might not have killed all that many VC or nothing, but I guess I helped out a little bit. Everybody is in the effort over here. There goes them artillery things again. They shake up this whole place when they fire. They shoot right over us all the time, because they're up there on the other side of the fort, and they shoot over the fort, and we're on the just the opposite side of the fort from them, and they always shooting over us. Just shakes this whole place up. There's supposed to be a typhoon coming, Typhoon Frida or something like that. It was up at Cameron Bay this morning. It's coming down the coastline, and they claimed it was going to hit here anywhere from 7 tonight till 12. But last report I heard on the radio, it said it was hitting a train at 7 o'clock in the morning. So the train is still about 100 and something miles north of Saigon. And we're along the coast. Heck, we're about 60 or 70 miles along the coastline south of Saigon, but if you drive it, it's not that far. I mean, straight air, but along the coastline, it's long ways. And then we're off the coast a little ways. It's one of these big old rivers that runs into the coast. You can see the China Sea from the French Fort here, but it's not exactly right on the coastline. If y'all got that Rakeem map, it shows the French Fort way down to the right corner, down in the eastern corner, right down on the bottom, down near the map. It says Don Rack Cat. Don Rack Cat. And it has in parentheses Fort. It's right on the very right hand corner of the map as you look at it. As you look, it'll be east. It'll be right on the very southeastern portion of the map. That's where we're at. There's all kinds of water down here. It's the wettest place I've ever seen in my life. I thought Rakeem was wet, but this place here, you go out, the minute you step out of this place, you're wet, and you don't get dry till you come in. But it seemed like the people down here appreciate you more than they did around Rakeem. They appreciated you at first, but then they wanted to use you. All they wanted was your money. So people down here really appreciate you being down here and helping them. You see a lot more young men and young boys around in the villages. than you did back at when we first got to Rakim, because all the people were VC, all the young men, all the men, young boys was VC. These people here are trying to make a go at it, I believe, but because they're, you see a lot of young people around working in the paddies, helping out around the place. They're not out running around shooting at people. And things are going off again. Well, I guess I've just about told all I know. We got a new colonel, and I told you about that last letter, a few letters I wrote, I think, about this new colonel. He ain't too hot. He don't know what's going on yet. We still got the major, though. He knows what's happening. He's been around since about February. They firing just single guns now. What's going on? They fire all the time, though. They don't hardly ever fire for us, because we don't ever call them in. We'd rather use, if we can, we'd use 105s from Rakim. Because these 155s, you can't call them in too close to you, because they'll blow you up while they're blowing up the VC, because they got a bursting radius of 100-something meters. And usually when we call in artillery, we got VC right on 50 or 75 meters from us. We just can't afford to use these. These things are good for prepping. Just before you go into there, just blow it away with this artillery, this 155, but it ain't no good for contact when you get in contact and then call it in, because you have to pull back. When you pull back, you let the VC get away from you. So I still ain't found out where I'm going to be reassigned to, but there's one more list coming down, and there's about three of us in the company that don't know where we're going yet. And we'll probably find out here pretty soon, because that list's supposed to come down pretty soon. This has really been a long tape. I've been talking on this thing, seems like, for a long time. I can figure out why Daddy took so long to fill it up. If you really didn't have a lot to say, like I wouldn't have if we hadn't had this little action the other day. It took me a long time to fill it up. Some of them are like that, some of them are short, some of them are long, I think. Daddy was was just about right on that, on Buddy selling me on the Pontiac, but I don't think he sold me, because I've been thinking about it a good while. I see lots of pictures. We get different boys get folders and stuff on them, and I got some. John sent me some from Oldsmobile and Chevrolet, but this one guy had a Pontiac folder. I sure do like that GTO. I don't know. I'll just have to shop around when I get home. I'll buy one off the lot, but I'll just, if Chevrolet's got what I want, I'll buy that, and if GTO's got what I want, I'll buy that. So, I don't know. I just have to shop around when I get home. I shouldn't have, the way I figure it, no more than about 17 days left in the company. In other words, you always leave 10 days before to go back to Bearcat and get everything settled up there and everything straightened out. You have to clear about three or four different departments. You have to clear finance. You have to clear the medic station. You have to clear 201 people, finance. Well, I already said finance. And AG and supply, all that old stuff. You have to get your clearance records. So, get about 10 days in Bearcat to do all that. Well, looks like the old tape's finally gonna get it filled up. So I'll sign off for now and box her up and get her headed up for you.